This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi,
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Hey, girl.
So this is something that Fatboy has, and it may be going extinct.
Another syphilis story.
I told you.
Lord,
to
I hope not, because that's not curable.
You
it?
Should hear him at
Isn't
the urinal. No, he don't have STDs.
Oh boy.
I never legit had one before. I kind of feel like I missed out.
Didn't never have too late.
No, I didn't never get that late. Call from the health department. Like, hey, we need you to come down here and take this Q-tip.
Just quit sniffing and stop using hand sanitizer. You'll get something.
Oh, I got the cleanest nose holes in the business.
He really does.
I've lost my hand sanitizer. I don't even use it anymore because it's in.
You said that, and now he's going to take a hit.
Yeah, it's his whiffer thing.
Oh, that one goes to the back of the throat.
Oh. I bet you get home to kiss your wife and your mustache smells like hand sanitizer.
She's like, hey, I'm clean.
I feel like I need to go to Bath and Body Works to get him some different flavors.
Please,
they
if you
have a
would.
Bath and Big Body Works.
Do what?
Is there like a Lane Bryant?
Is there a whore Bath and Body Works? Because I'd love to go in that store.
Yes, probably.
It's just a sink.
That's all it is.
A sprinkler out back. Oh, my gosh. All right, so what are we talking about?
Yeah, what does
here?
Fat Boy have? Not STD, but something that something
well,
else.
I hope he doesn't have
he
an
doesn't.
STD. Because, man,
he doesn't.
Some of them are, like, if I think it's syphilis.
I check him every morning.
Idi Amin had it, and he went crazy, right?
Idi Amin had it.
He should have had it.
That's all I know. All right, so.
Wow.
Just like, that's my reference point, but if you look at some of the stats in South Carolina, unbelievably, it is growing, and STD rates are high here, so probability you could get one, Fat Boy.
Well, when
you
we
keep
talked,
thinking.
Well, we talked about the STD heat map. That was, the upstate of South Carolina.
Yeah, it was. I don't understand that either. It's so weird. Like, there's a heat map for that. Like, I get how it works.
Because
but that's
people
just,
aren't asking the questions, like, when was the last time you had unprotected sex, and who was it with? Have you ever been to the doctor?
I always get, who's your daddy and what does he do?
Oh,
it's not
no.
a tool.
Oh, boy. All right. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about something that Fat Boy's, I think, the only one in the room that uses one. And then we're talking about nicknames. Fat Boy.
Oh,
yeah, because
okay.
My name is Matt Man on my birth certificate.
You got me over here looking up STD reports. It's a completely.
It's kind of a nickname.
Yeah, that is your name.
Now, looking back after looking at my mom's initials, I should have been Meth Man in honor of her.
Her.
Not that she did meth, but that was her initials. Found that out yesterday. I mean, I knew it, but I didn't put two and two together. I was getting an embroidery piece done for her, and I was like, M-E-T-H. Oh, my God.
Look at that.
So why are people phasing out nicknames? Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, there was a story that was published. And the writer has 5 kids and was surprised that none of them or their friends have any nicknames for each other. Like, they don't call each other.
Because they're forbidden to. Like, again, people think this is a joke, and it doesn't happen that often. But every once in a while, when Facebook's algorithm gets their butt on their shoulders, and I write on a comment on the Rise Guys mentioning our Fat Boy, Fat Boy here, They will flag me. I'll get a community guideline for body shaming. I'm like, it's his name.
Even when it was verified, you know, there were still
Now, I don't know.
Sons of bitches.
When I worked in radio in college, I had a nickname.
Oh, Lord. I ain't going to guess.
Did B.B. King give it to you, or was it before?
No, no. This is when BBC in college. Give it to you? They call me Sweet Cheeks. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why.
Did you wear, like, short shorts, like little gym shorts?
I don't know why. But that was my name.
Were you letting that donk hang out?
I don't know.
Did you wear the thong up on your hips?
I did.
Oh,
that's what it was. Just like Lita.
Sweet cheeks.
Well, I had,
Amy Dumbass.
You know, I did the dance program and everything, so I wore a unitard a lot.
Watch your mouth.
You can't say that.
Unitard.
Watch your
with
mouth.
With a thong and with my butt hanging out.
You definitely can't say unitard with a thong.
No. No, you can't.
Why can't you? It's a minor dance. It's
like the
nasty.
Porn star with Down syndrome you were talking about off the air page. It's okay, but it's just odd.
I know.
Well, somebody tell me if that girl's real.
She is real.
You said that.
You
I
didn't
don't
believe
know.
That tiger had Down syndrome that time. God. And it's a thing. Snapchat won't make a damn Down syndrome filter.
You know if they would.
If they won't let me call you fat boy, they're not going to make a Down syndrome filter. And they shouldn't.
She's got.
And they don't mind making them to show you what you're going to look like when you're 80 years old, though. And damn, it's so good. It looks like, man, I'm going to be like gritty looking cool. Like,
do we have the song that has all your little nicknames? Because we were going nickname crazy with him. That's why I thought of it.
It was a lot.
It was a good.
So many.
That's not my name.
I don't want to hear that.
Foosball, Fat Boy, Facebook, any of the FBs that we could say on the radio.
Yeah, I don't have it like it might have to be previewed first.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we don't cast any bad things. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Paige was very anti-Semitic in that song.
Paige really was.
Okay.
When it wasn't looked down upon.
In one take,
I'm
too.
I'm just totally kidding. Totally kidding. Totally kidding.
Do you know what happened 40 years ago?
40? 40?
In 1985, Prince released the seventh album, Around the World in a Day. Featuring Raspberry Beret.
Damn.
Such a good song.
I know.
Remember seven on that one?
The keyboard player would always be dressed in hospital scrubs. I remember that was his gimmick. You know, he had others.
And 23 years ago,
Apollonia.
And O2, Deep Throat star Linda Lovelace died.
Oh,
injuries suffered in a car crash on April 3rd.
But she had changed her life around. She was like a born again Christian.
See?
There it is.
My mom's up there with Linda Lovelace right now.
Yeah. Hanging out.
Hanging out. Phil, eyes over here.
Phil.
Oh,
how you doing, darling?
This up a little bit. This is going to make me happy.
It's Conway Twitty now.
Oh, well, hey, darling.
I've watched your movies, and it's been a long time.
She said, I took my son to Twitty City. Remember?
You're wearing that tight fitting robe. Because I don't think they wear pants in heaven. I think they're all back to the togas and stuff.
Plus, he's Harold Jenkins, as we learned in Best Damn Audio. He could have had Jenkinsville.
Hello.
And did you know that 31 years ago, in 1994, Richard Nixon died of a stroke at the age of 82?
I tell you what.
Turns out he could tell a lie.
If you're a history buff, Richard Nixon and Strom Thurmond spent a lot of time together talking about all kinds of stuff. You should go listen to those tapes on YouTube. Because, you know, the secretary recorded most of everything. Ironically, before Watergate, and after Strom Thurmond was in the Oval Office a good bit.
Uh-huh. Yep. And you want to throw some more fun into that, throw in the name J. Edgar Hoover in your Google search as well with those names. Fun. Rabbit holes for days, but is it factual? I think so. I didn't believe the stuff about... Richard Pryor. I did that. And then turns out, Marlon Brando, what's up?
But then that's like the thing going around Hollywood for, like, you know, actors today.
It starts to where you're like, man, apparently that's the, you know, proverbial blah, 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 selling your soul to the devil. Maybe. I'm not saying that. And then I'm not saying being gay is doing that, but I'm saying people that go to Hollywood with no intentions of doing that, and then that becomes part of the impression upon them that they have to. In my opinion, that's what that... If you change who you are to get a job, I mean, a job's a job, but if you change yourself, your whole being and everything, then that's where you've sold yourself.
If you get into the conspiratorial aspect of it, and you probably ask yourself, why would these actors do that? They were saying it's another avenue of power that they literally just haven't explored until, you know.
Again, I would always say, why do, other than that show off their house or their cars, why would people, the thought of hosting anything at my home is terrifying. Yeah. I feel like the walls would be closing in. And I was like, why would these people do this other than this show? Oh, everything was filmed and taped and no one knew. And it was always blackmail for all those years. Like Studio 54, blackmail.
Yep.
All of it, all blackmail. And it was just used to control people. It's like, you know what? That's why you don't lay down with dogs, because you get up with rabies or something.
So they say.
Please.
You know, also, Letterman had something. Those tunnels closed off. Those tunnels from Studio 54 went to the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Dude, that's tunnels.
Kinda, that's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, well, tunnels in the White House, if you believe Harry Truman.
Tunnels from Biltmore to downtown Asheville, somebody saw with their own eyes right here.
In the lake.
But back then, I guess, I don't know. It's weird. People say, oh, it was because of Prohibition. It's like, yeah, it was a lot to do just to transport liquor.
Yeah, that
was, and that's also when I thought the Underground Railroad was literally underground. Like, I
still think it is.
It wasn't. I thought that as a young boy. It's like the Underground Railroad, like, boy, they worked.
Or they'll tell you it's a bomb shelter.
Sarcastic here, but like, boy, they really worked hard.
There's no way Harriet Tubman could have done this above ground and not gotten caught.
Sure.
I don't know, man.
It had to have been. Well,
but the Underground Railroad means like anything under. It's like,
yeah,
getting paid under the table.
But there was a network.
But I thought that myself.
There was a network of people helping her.
Just know? Like the way with Jews. I mean, it was the same way. Like, you know, Anne Rice. I mean, hidden under the floor in the attic, whatever. It's
Frank.
No joking, dude.
And
that's
Frank.
What life
and
was.
Rice.
What did I say?
She's in Louisiana.
Who did I say?
You said Anne Rice.
Oh, shoot. Oh, man.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The following was pre-recorded.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I appreciate it. We're just sitting here having a good old time. Fat Boy has something. We were talking the other day, Mom, and this was on the radio about how And we do every year, but it finally came up, and I was like, you know what? I don't know the story behind it. So back in the 80s, at our church, you would, and let's be honest, I know you want to share the teamwork thing, but you put on them haunted houses. And this was a time pre-Spirit of Halloween's. This was maybe even pre-Spencer's.
It wasn't
Judgment House.
Well, no, I done Judgment House too at another church, but it was a time where we just did it for fun. It wasn't to scare anybody, even though we did some, but I just enjoyed it.
But it was so good, but let's be honest here. Let's not soften it up too much. There was a lot of scaring going on.
Yeah, there was a lot of people scared, but I just had gone through several, you know, we'd go out to the haunted houses that were, you know, being done, and I just would watch them and see how they were, and I just thought it'd be something good for the youth, and they enjoyed it.
Wait a minute. First off, Fat Boy, is that kind of the eloquence of what you wanted to say?
Pretty much. I wanted to, you know, kind of see what she drew inspiration from.
So you basically ripped off other haunted houses, it sounds like.
What? No, I just enjoyed them. And they wasn't as, like, I even called WLFJ and asked them if they would advertise our haunted house on the radio, and they said they didn't. They didn't advertise for haunted houses.
We would have advertised for you, Mother. We would have done it. The irony there. So Fat Boy was really enamored by the fact, like, you would go to arboretums. Am I saying that right? Meat processing plants and get, like, real bones and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because these sounded pretty, you know, pretty rough as far as, like.
Yeah, we went, me and a friend went down to, I don't know where it was, Piedmont or somewhere down in there, and I called them and asked them if they had parts that we could get, and I told them what it was for, and they gave me a head, and I had some intestines and some bones.
Some what?
Intestines.
Yeah.
And bones. The intestines we used on the operating table, your daddy was the doctor. And we had a girl laid out with a dishpan on her stomach, you know, and it was kind of built up around her and had the guts down in there, and Bill would pull them out. You know.
This is great.
And church haunted house, man. It was so good. Yeah. There was that guy.
After the haunted house, we just had it one night. This friend came up and asked if she could have the head because she was going to have a Halloween party and wanted to use it. So.
We only did that one. We only did that one night a year. I thought there was oh wow, God, it must have just taken weeks to. I remember the building.
Yeah, it took a while to get it together, but anything I asked for, they got it for me. Them guys at church and this older man made me a coffin. And, I mean, it was tucked inside, you know, and it looked good and had the rails on it.
It looked like something somebody would, like, pay for to be buried in.
Sounds creepy.
Yeah.
It was, you were an innovator of that stuff.
I loved the insane thing we fixed out of pieces of slabs of wood, and then we had strobe lights, and we had it fixed so that people had to walk right up against it.
They could reach their hands out and grab. This was when you could still grab somebody.
And them kids did good with their costumes, you know. Yeah. One of them had some styrofoam behind his shirt and stuck a fork in it like it was.
Guess they were done, huh?
Yeah. And on the way night at the red light, they got out and walked around the car and scared some people that was parked beside of them.
Mama, will you take it? Yeah. Fat Boy has a question for you.
I was going to say I like how Matthew's head was the volleyball that he had to shoot out of his shirt.
The tetherball thing.
Oh, yeah. I asked for a guillotine, and they fixed me. They made me one. It was heavy.
The deacons of the church made her.
and it came slammed down hard.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a basketball in a mask that would roll off, and you had your shoulders built up with football shoulder pads, and you would get up and walk around without a head.
Yeah, I would wear a turtleneck, and then you would put a bald mask on. So I'd look like I was I had the longest neck in the world, and I'd just been decapitated.
Yeah.
And it was my dad doing it. He was the executioner.
That sounded like the greatest haunted house ever.
We had a tall guy on the second year. We did it in an old house that the church had, and we told him we'd clean it out. Somebody had donated it to church if they'd let us use it for our haunted house. So we had it. Two-story in that one, and it was good. We had a dead body hanging in the closet where they had to walk through, and the poor lady, she came every year. Ooh. But she'd walk through, and the people in the cemetery would walk toward her, and she'd go back by the dead body that was grabbing at her, and she just got hung between them.
Yeah. I remember that sweet lady. Yeah, I remember the bench.
It was all good, and I enjoyed it. But my daddy, my makeup I had on, he told me he never wants to see me in that again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough.
We had cut the lights on, let my older sister walk through.
Oh, yes. Brenda.
Yeah.
She needs a no scare medallion.
My pastor had a meeting to go to that night, and he came over there, and he seen how much fun it was, and he didn't go. He stayed with us the whole night.
My gosh. It was a happening time.
We didn't charge anything.
You could have made a killing.
Yeah, but it was fun.
It was trying to get people. It was witnessing to them. Saying.
Yeah.
That tall guy you were talking about, he was Frankenstein, and then he wore the platform boots.
Yeah, and he would run up the road.
He would chase cars.
Yeah, he was already tall and had on build-up shoes, too.
By that time, he was like Shaq size, dressed as Frankenstein, chasing people, peg leg style.
Now he's a grandpa.
What's that supposed to mean?
Pretty old, getting old. But I had a guillotine and a coffin under my house for several years after we moved here.
That's right.
And then this guy that had helped us asked if he could borrow it, and I told him he could have it. So they came and got it out from under my house. I don't know what my neighbors thought. But
imagine with a guillotine.
See, the coffin and then the guillotine. I understand down in New Orleans, Mother, which I want you to say hello to those folks, they say guillotine.
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 Oh, guillotine.
Yeah, guilla. We've been saying guilla, but it's guilla. Try.
Guillotine. Yeah, well, that was a good one. It slammed down hard.
Yeah, it did.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Morning show.
He wants get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It is time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday today on the 22nd of April. Happy birthday.
Oh. Oh.
Suck it.
Sorry.
We'll see how this goes here. I'm not too familiar with this cut of music.
Hey, watch your mouth.
But it is the birthday of, he just became a father with Megan Fox. He's got
Machine
three.
Machine Gun Kelly.
It is Machine Gun Kelly. Oh, this might be one of his. Yeah, I don't really know what he's into musically.
Remember, my mom called him Shotgun Carrie.
she was
always off with the names a little bit. Like,
my all-time favorite.
Sophia Loren was Chris Eckert. What was the all-time favorite, though? Michael?
Vivica J. Fox.
Vivica J. Fox. I was thinking Michael J. Fox.
Or Mary Jo Blige.
Mary Jo Blige. She had them all. Machine Gun Kelly.
This is one of his lighter fares because he plays guitar sometimes. And he's in Black Arm now.
Yes.
He's a Black Arm. It's a lot of people getting their tattoos removed.
Kind of oozy.
Pete Davidson evidently got a lot of his tattoos taken off. I don't know how.
Big Why? Brown is now 20% black. His arms. I'm serious. His arms That's are blacked cool. out. He looks like a superhero or a member of the Bloodline. Machine Gun Kelly, Paige, what would you say? I'm thinking 32.
Big Brown's tribal chief.
31.
He's getting up there. I was a little surprised at this. 35, well, MGK. She don't have music. She don't have a husband no more either.
Uh-oh.
Dolly. Well, nope.
And I don't know how her career is doing since her famous trial 2 years ago. 3 years ago.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard's birthday.
You could have just played fart sound effects.
Well, I forgot about the loaf in the bed.
Yeah, Amber Heard.
She lives in Spain, evidently, now. Oui, mon frere.
Oh, please.
As the Spanish would say.
Did she leave prior to the election, or is it...
Not she. I think it was right after that trial she moved.
Oh.
She was trying to keep a low profile.
Yeah, I think she had like a place in like New Mexico or something. And
she got a kid now. I won't say how she got the kid or where it came from.
Well, I mean.
Well, we know how that happens.
Yeah, but you know, like they're all tricky now as far as.
Biology.
Yeah, like who had the kid? Like she wasn't pregnant, but it's her kid, however that works.
Like a couple, I think I told you this off there a couple of weeks ago. I went to business meeting, and the lady there, last time I'd seen her, was not pregnant. This time was pregnant. And I'm thinking, like,
you're talking about barely or like pregnant as
hell? Very. Like, okay. I hadn't seen her in a year. And very pregnant. I'm like, gosh, I don't know if I can say, like, you know, how they.
You got to at that point,
of
right?
Of course. I said, look, I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything, but congratulations. I'm not going to ask you if it's a boy or girl. If you'd like to say it, that's fine. If you want to let them decide themselves,
not gonna
I know
ask
that's
you
a
yours.
New option.
Not gonna talk about your sis Jen, baby.
No, she's sweetheart. She'll be having that baby here in a couple weeks.
On the show, hopefully.
I asked her if we could make that happen.
Come on. Monster Jam tickets for the kids.
She said I would need my wet nurse to be there and Monster Jam tickets. So Paige is going to be the wet nurse, and she'll sit front row at Monster Jam.
Okay.
Let's guess Amber Heard at 49.
Oh wow, I'll say 45.
That's almost a big one, but not yet. 39.
Oh, God.
You're off by about 10
way
years.
Off.
Well, I was thinking of him. How old is, not the band, him, or not Carmelo either, but Johnny Depp.
He's in his 60s, right?
Oh, God.
I would think so at this point.
My God.
Like he is, folks. He's getting up there.
Like he became a pirate. Like it's so wild. Like,
well, he's doing a movie now. There's a picture going around, and it looks like Ron White. Like, yeah, look it up. Look up Johnny Depp, new picture.
Nude?
New.
Oh, new.
A new movie.
So it's like, I have all those saved already.
Like, you can look up nude if you want.
Oh, no, I went to Johnny Deep. Ah!
Oh, why didn't nobody ever use that one?
I'm sure it's been done.
I'm sure Rob Lowe's taken too.
Holy moly, what is that movie? It's like he's going to be a character on Gemstones.
I feel like he's playing Ron White, whatever the movie is.
Guys.
This is Negan. This is Negan's birthday.
Yes. Give me the initials of his real name.
JDM.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
This is Jeffrey Dean Morgan's birthday.
I'm going to pitch a game show. It's called Give Me the Initials.
Sounds like an SNL bit.
It helps. Paige, you've probably had sexual dreams about him. So what would you say?
You know what? I think he disturbed me when he
at bat.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't watch it after that.
That's why I can't think about Mick Foley sexually. It's because of the bat. Sting, same way.
54.
They got Wolfpack Sting at WrestleCon.
I know. He went back. I was glad I got Black and White Sting.
Crow Sting.
Surfer Sting would have been very good, but not with the beard. But I was glad to get Crow Sting. 59.
Negan is 59 years old today. You get that one. Hey, strike it up.
That sun is shining on my dog butt. Whatever it is.
This fella here was in contention to buy the Denver Broncos. He also just put a lot of meteorologists out of work. Well, I guess we'll do his birthday. The one and only Byron Allen. Worth a lot more money than you think he is.
That dude, he made money on investing in off-peak television hours. Meaning your Sunday mornings, your Saturday mornings once they got rid of cartoons. And they wonder why kids go to the internet. Where's your Saturday morning cartoons at, I asked.
It's entertainer shows still on.
I think it has to be.
Made a ton of money.
My mom called him Brian Allen. You got your high school pictures done there, man. Page 68, what do you say? No, I'm going to go 70, 72.
He's all up. Right, 79.
Oh, he's still in his 60s. 64 years old.
Damn.
For Byron Allen.
Byron.
Well, we get the live cut of this one.
You up.
Did that give it away already? That would have given it away for me.
Well, depends on who you're talking about, though.
It is the birthday of one Peter Frampton. Is Ash really his last name? Is his name Peter Frampton Ash? I don't know if it is.
His last name's Ash?
I don't think it is.
Why would you say that then?
I thought I heard that somewhere. His name was Peter Frampton Ash.
Oh.
Maybe not. You never can tell with these celebrities.
No, you never can.
What's real and what not.
I mean, just think of, would you have wore a shirt that had a man wearing a robe that said Fred Phillips on it? You wouldn't have wore a Ric Flair shirt that said Fred Phillips.
I love how Flair.
It wouldn't have flowed right. It's like, whoa, I'm the nature boy, Fred Phillips. No.
Fred.
Why are you like Harold Jenkins? That's why Conway.
Harold Jenkins. Jenkins City. It wouldn't have worked. You know, honestly, I thought he was gone already. So I'm going to ask Paige to go first because she knows musicians.
Finna be with you tonight. And
she used to write for Hit Parader magazine.
Truly did.
Really? I'll say 77.
81 for Powdersville.
Zero for the other one, too, if you put the S in front of it, which is a different magazine. Peter Frampton Ash, that might not be his real name. 75 years old today.
That's close.
You were the MC of that parade.
I'm trying to think what else, if that would mean anything else. But, this guy.
You're the king of Blank Mountain. Here's the crown.
Oh, Lord.
He made movies like Hairspray, and I think he might have done Cry Baby, too.
There's a sequel?
Or the first one.
Oh.
John Waters. Oh, I guess you would say odd filmmaker.
You would say Boys in the Hood.
No, that was Singleton, right? John Waters. What if he did do Boys in the Hood? That'd been interesting.
John Waters actually was on the show I keep telling you to watch, and you won't watch, because when I tell you to watch something, you think it's a bit.
I need new stuff to watch. What is it for real?
Mulaney. John Mulaney's show.
Oh, yeah, I want to get to it.
He was on it, dude. Great. I hate to prop up other shows, but this one's on TV.
Especially
so
Mulaney because
really
he's a big cokehead or like reformed cokehead.
Down there once.
Recovering cokehead.
He's, it's fun, though.
Tooted a lot of pookie.
A lot of poot toot. 84.
83.
79 for John Waters.
Yikes.
Oh, we got music for
He's
this
He's got film. A mustache like Vince McMahon.
He really does.
Where it looks like he was just drinking some Yoo-Hoo. Prince.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we just heard his voice.
Freaking Jack.
It is Jack Nicholson's birthday. Yo, with a smile.
Get the funk up. Mm. Funk.
Jack freaking Nicholson.
I want to let him say this. Make sure everybody knows I said funk.
Yep. Well,
okay.
Shining himself.
Yeah.
Johnny. Here's Johnny.
Go with a smile. 86.
85.
Oh, you're so close. Jack Nicholson is 88 years old today. We got a couple of happy heavenlies for you. Glenn Campbell.
Like
around home. Yep. 89 years old for Glenn Campbell, the Rhinestone Cowboy himself.
That's another little silver lining. I never had to see anything like that, you know, far as you can stay as active and stay fit and all this stuff. But, you know, he had Parkinson's, correct? Or Alzheimer's?
It might have been. He had
dementia.
Something.
One of those that, you know. So, God bless him.
Also, referenced a lot in X-Files. I have not seen his movie. Indirectly killed a lot of Japanese people. Oppenheimer would have been 121 years old today.
Oh, wow.
Manhattan Project. Atomic Bomb.
Manhattan Project.
The movie.
Right. What do you think about the Manhattan Project?
I think it'd been hard to keep secret something that massive.
Yeah, but like, what about the dudes who said, yeah, we literally saw those military guys melted into the side of the boat. God. Like, what is that? Why would a military guy wouldn't make say that?
It was odd, man. My cousin in the Marines, he's in Japan, and like in Nagasaki, they have all that preserved. Even the actual ruins of what was left after the atomic bomb. It's like a, not really a museum, but kind of like a display, I guess you'd say. But the city itself is real built up, like real nice.
God. Well, yeah, I mean,
we
felt kind of bad as a country after doing that, so we went in and built their factories up for them, and then they ended up making all the stuff for us, and that sucked.
You feel bad looking at it. Like, I mean, sorry it came to that, but like, you know, you find out. You mess around, find out.
Yeah. I think DMX did a song about that, right?
Red, white, and blue, by God.
Mess around and find out. That was the radio edit. Listen.
Isn't that Toby Keith's song, Red, White, and Blue, by God?
I walked in here thinking, first off, I'm going to pat myself on the back for not crying. And I will. Yeah. I'm patting myself on both backs. I mean, I just have the one back, both shoulders.
Just got the one.
I meant every word I said today, and I will... You know, this show means a lot to me every day. This show meant the world to me today. And for the first time, probably since like, you know, well, my daughter and my grandson and stuff, like social media has been a beautiful thing the past 2 days. And that's like, why is that so odd though?
Because when people can come together for a positive message, it really does have a lasting effect.
It's like this... Everything puts us in our little corners and stuff, but then, you know, it's like 9/11 with all that stuff. You saw all this division erased by everybody doing had the American flag, you know, on their cars and everything.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
I just want to, first off, I want you to keep being nice to me.
Yeah. Of course.
But no. Like, I say it until I'm blue in the face. I'm privileged to have a job that I was able to share. My family, every person in my family gets a bit on the show. That's just part of the deal.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm able to share that, having been able to share that with y'all, and y'all loved my family back, and I know you did, and I feel it, and I thank each and every one of you. And tomorrow, best damn audio
already.
Well, we haven't worked in a week and a half.
That's true.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Bye, baby.
Hey, baby.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Hey, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.